Now we've got Paul Perrone, the veteran coach in the Nick 10. He's cleared out with Harlem, and now he's with the Boylan Titans, his ninth year, and started out really strong. The Boylan Titans are 3-0 to open the season, and, of course, one of the conference co-favorites along with Hononega to take the title. They've been conference co-favorites with Hononega. They've been battling out for several years now. So, Paul, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Say, talk a little bit about that, these first three games. Now, your tournament that you just got back from, talk about the tournament, the competition, and what you saw of your girls.
All right. We ended up 4-0 in the tournament. We had a couple easy games on some teams that were rebuilding. We ran into a real good Dundee Crown tournament our team, and won by two. We have a little bit of height problem. We have our tallest girl being 5'11". Post player, that's Peyton Kennedy. When she's out of the game, if she gets into foul trouble, we drop down to a post of about 5'7", 5'8".
Oh.
And it's kind of going to be a drawback for us. We're still a good team. We have good perimeter players. We got speed, but I just worry about the height, in that team. I think we're going to be very good this year as far as our defense and our quickness, and hopefully that will make up for that lack of height.
You were kind of in the same boat though last year, and you certainly did fine with it, because I don't remember, did you have another tall girl outside of Peyton last year?
No, we had, Mac Brown, she was 5'8", but she played like she was about 5'11", 6 foot. So height isn't always the most important factor, especially in girls basketball. If you get a 5'8 girl, she knows how to screen out well, that could handle a 6 foot girl. Guys basketball, I think, is a little bit different. 5'8 going against a 6 foot, the guys have a much more vertical jumping ability. So usually in the Nick 10, 5'11", we can handle it. If you want to go any further during the state tournament, we start going to the Chicago area like we did last year, and they got a ton of 6'2", 6'3 girls. I don't know where they get them, but they got them.
So talk a little bit about that. You got three girls, three all-conference players coming back, three starters, and Frankie Skiro, Ashley Reyes, and as you mentioned, Peyton Kenny. So you've got a good group to start with here. And while Mac was a big loss, you still have a ton of talent back this year.
Oh, yeah, I'm really happy with especially Ashley and Frankie, both three-year starters. Peyton started as a freshman, so she's a three-year starter. Got a great nucleus there in those three girls. They bring a lot of experience. They bring speed, great defensive players. We're just trying to fill the holes of Maria Hilby. Last year was our key defensive player. She played the key offensive players from the other team, and then Mac. So we got a good nucleus. A little bit worried about Hononega. Hononega returns four starters from last year, and I don't think you can stop Jordan King. She's going to get her points, and then they have Callie Smith at 6 foot. So they're going to be our number one competition this year. And I think from what I'm hearing, I haven't had a chance to see Auburn play, but Auburn has a very talented freshman coming in with a couple girls coming back from last year. So it should be a good conference. But I'm pleased with the girls. We still got room to improve, we'll be there in the end.
Do you have now, like you mentioned before about with the Hilby girl and Mac being gone, do you have particular people? I know you can't just flat out replace them, but replace the scoring, replace the defense, or is it a matter now you take what you have, like for instance your three returning girls, and they just kind of have to each step up a little bit more in their game to account for those losses?
Yeah, we've kind of, each year I redesign our offense to match the talent we have. So we've kind of developed our offense around Peyton Kennedy. And, we're going to go with what we have. We're trying to work with Aaron Bishop, who is a very a tough player, to maybe replace Hilby on the defensive end. That's going to be the key. Everything we do is built around our defense. Our defense provides so much of our offense. So we're going to build around the three girls, and I think with the defensive ability they have, and hopefully the leadership will be there. We're not there yet, that's for sure. And I met with the girls yesterday. We've got a long ways to go for some reason. We bring back, as you mentioned, the three girls, but we're not playing at the same caliber we did last year. And so we're trying to refocus and trying to blend the new girls in. And we got to do that soon because we start tonight with the Nick 10 at Guilford. And, you know, everybody's aiming for Boylan and everybody's aiming for Hononega. So we can't take anything for granted.
Hey, Paul, talk about how a season works for a team like yours. I mean, you're playing well now, but you know you're going to play better later. And, you know, things change. Injuries occur. You know, maybe roles change. You know, you as a coach, how do you kind of facilitate the season? And how do you keep your team motivated, especially when they play as well as yours typically does?
Well, we like to hopefully not peak right now. And so I don't put everything in at the beginning of the year. I try to, as the season goes on, add a little bit more as far as their offensive strategy, a little bit more as far as defense. I think that's important. I've seen too many teams playing their best basketball during the Thanksgiving tournament. And I tell the girls, we don't want to be playing our best basketball right now. We want to be playing at the end. So we try to purposely piecemeal that. The other thing is you got to make the game fun. And we do things throughout the season that will keep the girls motivated by, we'll have pasta dinners where we can bring all levels together to enjoy each other's friendship. We go bowling. I think that's so important in girls' basketball to keep them motivated because it's a long season. You go from November to probably the 1st of March, and you're working these kids every day. You're working them hard. They're listening to a grouchy old man every day. So we keep them motivated by trying to do some fun things. We work them hard, but we reward them with enjoyment.
Paul, a question I always like to ask veteran coaches is what you've seen over the years. You were at Harlan for quite a while, and they've been in 9 years now at Boylan. How has the game changed? How have the high school players changed? I've got to believe, first of all, that you get a lot more girls that are ready to roll at an earlier age because of AAU and summer camps and things like that. But what have you seen the changes in high school girls basketball over the time that you've been a coach?
Those girls can shoot the threes. You know, I think the shooting range has increased. I really believe the speed and overall ball handling ability. You watch some of the girls play the game today, and gosh, they handle the ball, they pass well, they understand the game. You know, back in the 70s when women's basketball was just getting started, you didn't see that caliber. Boy, you see it now. We have Ashley Reyes, who makes the great passes. Jordan King, as we said, from Hononega, just a phenomenal ball handler, sees the game. So I think it's on the same level as the boys, but the boys, of course, have that quickness, that speed. But as far as the shooting ability, I mean, we got girls that can drain threes and do the whole work. So, and they put the amount of effort, the amount of time in during the off season, as you mentioned, AAU. We have, you know, Peyton Kennedy that plays a lot of AAU. She goes to a trainer, I think it's three times a week, to work on weightlifting and things like that. You have girls that either want it or don't. Some of them will put a ton of effort in. Some don't, you know, if they don't get satisfied with playing time, they're not there. And I think that's the biggest difference in the boys. Guys want to play, and they'll play hard. They'll be happy to be on a team. Sometimes with the girls, what I run into is, you know, either I'm a starter or, you know, might want to find something else to do. Mm-hmm. So those are things I've seen in the girls' basketball, but especially the shooting range is unbelievable.